BBC News. Turkish forces have captured border villages in northern Syria and encircled the towns of Ras Alain and Tel Abyad on the second day of their offensive against Kurdish fighters. More than 60,000 people are said to have fled the offensive. Towns on the Turkish side of the border have come under Kurdish fire. Two Soviet-born American political donors, connected with President Trump's private lawyer Rudy Giuliani, have been arrested as they were about to leave the country. Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman face criminal charges stemming from their alleged efforts to funnel foreign money to US political candidates. They are reported to have helped Mr. Giuliani in his attempt to investigate the family of the former Vice President Joe Biden. Indigenous protesters in Ecuador have taken 8 police officers hostage as part of a nationwide protest against the removal of fuel subsidies. The officers were seized during a standoff in the capital Quito and paraded before an angry crowd. The United Nations has said Colombia needs to step up measures to rehabilitate left-wing guerrillas into society and to guarantee their safety. The UN's representative in Colombia said the government was falling short of the commitments it made in the peace accord with FARC rebels. The British technology company Dyson has announced that it's scrapped a $3 billion project to build an electric car. The firm said it had developed a car but could not find a way to make it commercially viable. Hundreds of thousands of US homes and businesses are still without power in Northern California after the state energy supplier shut down gas and electricity on Wednesday in a bid to prevent wildfires. Overnight, police ordered some homeowners in the San Francisco Bay Area to leave as fast-moving wildfires spread through the hills. BBC News.